Hello, and welcome to episode 9 of Mishmash Mayhem.
Mishmash Mayhem.
The podcast where we take the schoolyard conversation of, hey, which one of these fictional characters will win in a fight? And we talk about it on a podcast.
That's what this is.
Really?
Did you forget what episode we were on?
No. Why?
Okay. It sounded like you hesitated before you said 9.
Maybe I did.
Maybe I did, but I was getting edited out. No, I can't.
I mean, I can edit all of this out. I can edit anything. I am like podcast god.
I'm a podcast god.
Yeah, you know, whenever like animals become extinct, that's just God editing them out. Had enough of you. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wade, or Matt Wade, or Matt.
Or M-Wad. Wade Matt.
Or M-Wad, yeah. I don't remember being M-Wad very often.
No. Maybe we should try and make it a thing.
No, next I don't think I we should.
Next time I see you in front of everyone, I'm going to be like, what up, M-Wad? And they'll all be really confused. Except they probably won't. They'll just be like, man, it's just you guys being stupid.
So, as mentioned, this is episode 9. We need to introduce who our people are, don't we?
Yes.
So, yeah, welcome. For those of you who don't know what we're going to do, and for those of you who do know what we're going to do, I can't remember, or want a reminder, we're going to introduce our two characters that are going to join us in today's battle. We're going to go through them one by one, starting with the reigning champion, going through their abilities, their weapons, their loadout, their skills and experience, and anything else that we might find interesting and relevant to a battle to the death about our characters. Then we're going to take an icosahedron, and we're going to roll it, and it's not just any normal icosahedron, it is the Die of Death.
The Die of Death!
And this will determine where our combatants will battle. We have a pre-generated list of randomly assigned battlefields, and we will then decide on all the specifics of the battlefield on a whim, because that's more fun. And then we're going to go into the battle, and we're going to see who wins. In today's battle, we have reigning from last week,
Lilith,
who I believe is on 2 victories now.
1 victory. She's only beat Saber. Are you preemptively giving her this episode?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. As much as I love my character, I'm not confident in her abilities.
Are you more or less confident in your one today than you were in Ludluck against Drax?
Okay, yeah, I guess I am. I guess I am slightly more confident. But anyway. Oh, yes. But, and against Lilith today, last week, I gave you the clue, or not last week, last time, that they produce seemingly endless amounts of explosives. And for those of you who have owned a Super Nintendo or a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, right. Really, most Nintendo consoles.
Yeah, he is almost. But I mean, realistically, let's be honest, the GameCube game is a bit naff.
I've got the GameCube on. As the multiplayer, it was good. It's just the single player. No, the GameCube one was alright. It was the Wii one was really bad for a single player.
There was one on the Wii?
Yeah. Like I say, it's been on pretty much every Nintendo console.
My god. Anyway, it's White Bomberman. I'm not being racist. That's his name.
Really?
Apparently he's also nicknamed Shiro Bomb. But I don't know. I don't think that's a lie.
Nicknamed Shiro Bomb.
Shiro. Shiro. Bomb. B-O-M.
Okay. I'm going to stick with there White Bomber.
Yeah, I am too. Or just Bomberman for short. But I'll get into him later. Care thee to recap about Lilith?
I can do that. Lilith is from the Borderlands series of games. Really good games. I enjoy them much. Looking forward to Borderlands 3 in September.
I am too, if it comes out on Switch.
And I thought it was really important to bring a Borderlands character to the podcast, because we spent a lot of our time at uni playing Borderlands 2. It was good.
Indeed. Road trip!
Road trip! Yeah, it was great. We used to just drive around the wasteland shooting stuff and screaming.
I mean, sometimes we wouldn't even shoot stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes I do it in real life. I just drive around screaming.
Screaming road trip.
Yeah. That's it. Well, you know, you've got to make the commute to work interesting somehow.
Even though you're on a train. Train trip doesn't have the same name, does it? Train trip!
I know. Everyone stares at you if you shout train drift on the train. But yeah, so Lilith is a siren, one of the six sirens that exist canonically in the Borderlands universe. The sirens are powerful women who are able to do magic abilities. It's interesting that all the sirens are female. I guess that's where they get the name from, sirens from folklore, but it's like, yes, female empowerment in the crazy world of Borderlands. Lilith's main ability is called the Phase Walk, where she turns herself invisible. And whilst invisible, she gains super speed and invulnerability, and she can remain in that state for up to 6 seconds. Although, if she performs an attack, or if she chooses to end it early, it will be shorter than 6 seconds. When entering and exiting this state, she creates a phase blast, which is an explosion of elemental damage. And then after doing the phase walk, there is a 36-second cooldown before she's allowed to do it again. Or, you know, for our nerdy friends, 6 D&D turns. Lilith is a vault hunter by trade. Vault hunter is somebody who searches for the hidden vaults on the planet of Pandora to get the wonderful treasures within. One of the main treasures that come from the vault, which were released into the world after the Destroyer was defeated, is Iridium, a powerful and valuable crystal that sirens are able to use to power up their magic abilities or heal themselves. When using the Iridium, Lilith was able to gain sort of strong magical abilities, and she took on the alias of the Firehawk and became the leader of the Bloodshot's gang. So she has a gang of crazed fire-worshipping lunatics at her whim, if she, you know, protecting her, because they believe she is a god. That's the sort of crazy magic power she has. And in one extreme sort of plot point of Borderlands 2, when she used a lot of Iridium to power up her abilities, she was able to phase not just herself, but an entire city into a different location to get it out the way of an attack.
An entire floating city.
Yeah. So, you know, with enough Iridium, she basically does have a limitless power, but as standard, she can only make the phase ability happen to herself. In Borderlands, there are many different ways you can upgrade yourself. As sort of I mentioned last episode, I'm trying to go with the metagame version of Lilith, because that's how you get the best out of her, and I want the best for this podcast. So, she has the skills that improve her elemental powers, improve her abilities with SMGs and sniper rifles, increasing their critical hit damage to make headshots even more deadly than headshots already are. And she also has increased melee damage. As I mentioned earlier when talking about the phase walk, if she performs an attack whilst in the state, it will cause it to end earlier. But if she can use this to turn invisible, sneak up on an enemy, and do a powerful melee attack on them. And not only will this do be a super strong melee attack, but it will also then create the phase blast of elemental damage to emphasize it. So she is very deadly in combat. Now comes to the fun part.
The fun part.
Yes. The Borderlands series is known for its many, 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 many guns. So
how many guns?
Billions of guns. Literally billions. In Borderlands 3, it's crazy. There will be over a billion guns, which is insane. So I have decided what type of four guns Lilith will have, as a Borderlands character can carry four weapons. But to determine what element they are, we're going to roll a d4 to make them crazy.
Oh, you're not keeping them across?
I'm not going to keep them across. There's so many guns, it seems reasonable to change guns.
Yeah, that seems fair.
So yeah, so coming into this battle, she will have a shotgun, an SMG, a sniper rifle, and a pistol. As I mentioned, her SMGs and sniper rifles are more powerful than standard because of her abilities. A pistol just seems to me like a default weapon, which is what, and it seemed unfair to just be like, yeah, also a rocket launcher. And then, because she has the strong melee attacks, it seems reasonable she'd get up close, so it seemed to me that the reasonable fourth option was a shotgun.
Seems legit.
Yeah, the different elements that occur in the Borderlands universe, because being a siren, any element damage she does is more powerful, especially with the sort of skill upgrades that are available to her. So the elements available in Borderlands are flame, corrosive, static, and explosive. Flame is basically bullets will ignite people, very powerful on flesh. Static is bullets will electrocute people, kind of good, you know, more damaging than a regular bullet to flesh, but primarily used to destroy shields. Corrosive is bullets explode into acid, which again is more damaging than a regular bullet, but it's primarily for taking out armor. And then explosive is explosive, speaks for itself, you know, just very powerful. But in my opinion, I think explosive is probably the least fun because the other three do DOT damage or damage over time. And that is my favorite mechanic in almost every game. Love me a bit of dot damage.
DPS.
I mean, I'm really excited that the latest Mortal Kombat game has some DOT attacks in it. And I just sort of thought, for a fighting game, that's really cool.
That is pretty cool. It's different, certainly.
But yeah, so that's sort of my plan. So what we'll do is we'll roll a d4 for each of those four guns to determine what element they're going to be in this fight. We will keep the phase blasts for her phase walk fire element, because canonically, that is what they are, hence becoming the Firehawk in Borderlands 2. So, gun number one, then.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so she's got a fiery pistol. She's got an explosive SMG. Fire a sniper rifle. A static shotgun.
Love it.
Cool. So a pistol will shoot fire ammo. SMG will shoot explosive ammo. Sniper rifle will shoot fire ammo. And the shotgun will shoot static ammo. Very exciting.
Lovely stuff.
That's it. But essentially, that is Lilith, ready to
kick
some butt. Now, who is challenging Lilith today? This person that you have almost no faith in.
Welcome to a world where you destroy the world you're trying to save.
That sounds counterproductive.
Yes. Welcome to a world where you get power-ups from seemingly random blocks that blow up. Welcome to Super Bomberman.
Oh my god, I'm so glad to be here.
Welcome to Super Bomberman 3. Specifically going for Super Bomberman 3, because Super Bomberman 2 and 3 were the Super Bombermans of my childhood. And Super Bomberman 3 is just a little bit, gives Bomberman a little bit more tools that he might need in a battle to death. I could have gone for some of the, you know, I mean, Super Bomberman 4, I think, was released in England. I don't think Super Bomberman 5 was. And Super Bomberman 5 had some crazy shit. I think it was Super Bomberman 5 that I'm thinking of. But anyway, that's irrelevant. So, Super Bomberman 3. Super Bomberman. White Bomberman. Bomberman. That's his old title. He is, for all intents and purposes, a regular man. But he and his only weapon are bombs. What kind of bombs, you ask? Well, incredibly perpendicular and orthogonally exploding bombs. Bomberman only has bombs. His weapons are bombs. That's all he uses, is bombs. He will lay a bomb. I don't know what the timer is on these bombs, actually. That's a really interesting question. I'm going to call it 2 seconds. It seems about reasonable. No, 3 seconds. 4 seconds. I don't know. Anyway, he'll drop a bomb. Maybe he'll drop more than one bomb. Maybe he'll drop a couple of bombs. And then these bombs will explode. They won't explode upwards. They will only explode sideways. They will essentially fire as far as they can through an unblocked channel until they hit a destroyable or a non-destroyable block. Now, I appreciate destroyable blocks and non-destroyable blocks are not things in the real world. Everything is destructible. But for the purposes of this argument, most things that you imagine being bulky, like a house wall or a train wall or a concrete pillar, might be something like an undestroyable block, whereas a destroyable block is something like a tree, a bush, fence, a sofa, things like that.
Structures are indestructible, and accessories are destructible.
I suppose that's kind of a decent way of putting it. But I mean, like, if you had a building with windows, you know, like full-size windows, the windows would be destructible blocks, and the walls wouldn't, you know what I mean? We can define this more later.
Okay.
The point is, the bombs will carry on up to their strength, as far as that goes. And by up to their strength, I mean in tiles. I assume Bomberman lives in a 1x1 Minecraft universe, because that makes sense.
Yeah.
What was that?
A 1x1 Minecraft universe is an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah. But he doesn't just have normal bombs. He's also well-equipped with a variety of other power-ups, such as additional bombs. Normally, Bomberman can only produce and lay one bomb at a time. But with the additional bomb power-up, which probably has an official name, you can lay up to 6 bombs at once. It's pretty crazy. there's more than one bomb on the battlefield, any bomb that hits another bomb causes that bomb to explode in a chain reaction. And it's a very instantaneous chain reaction, or mostly instantaneous. It's not like... In addition to additional bombs, he can also power up his bombs with the flame power-up. This makes his bombs reach one square further, therefore giving him a maximum range of 6 meters. No, it must be 9 meters because the standard bomb range is like 2. So 8 meters. 8 meters. Let's call it 8 meters. This is, unless, of course, he gets a hold of a golden flame, which makes all his bombs the max power that they can be. Speaking of power, he can get the power bomb, which makes the first bomb he lays in a sequence of bombs able to reach as far as it possibly can in all directions. But only the first bomb. Well, what if Bomberman gets trapped? Because Bomberman is well known for being completely unable to scale any kind of elevation, including bombs, tables, ice, stuff like that. Well, if he gets the football boots or the kick power up, he can kick his bombs, which is not recommended. For anyone who ever finds a bomb, do not kick bombs. It's bad.
Hey, so do you want to know an interesting fact about the kick bomb?
Absolutely.
Power up. Well, I say fact. An interesting thing from my childhood. So, as playing the kick, like bomb man, from about the age of 4, maybe 5, as a like small kid, because of the, I guess, the bad colours on the SNES, because it's not the best console. I mean, it is one of the best consoles ever, but you know, graphically. I've now know the picture is a foot kicking a bomb, but because I guess the colours were a bit off, and like it was quite it flashes like constantly and stuff, and I never saw a foot kicking a bomb as a child, because it has a slightly green tint to it for no reason whatever, other than I assume the graphical capabilities of the SNES. I always saw it as like a slice of watermelon.
All right, I always thought it was a hammer.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense.
Suddenly, logic applies.
Whereas I think like I wouldn't have needed to, if I had not seen it as a small child, I wouldn't have needed to be as old as I was to realize what it's supposed to be.
Yes, yes indeed. Yeah, so when he kicks a bomb, it will just travel in a straight line until it hits either a bomb or a wall. Or a person.
Or it explodes.
Or explodes, indeed. What happens if kicking bombs isn't good enough?
Then you die.
Well, you can punch bombs. He also has a punch bomb ability. This allows him to punch an adjacent bomb over about, I think it's 2 blocks of stuff. So it will actually go over obstacles. If it lands on top of another bomb or an obstacle, it will just bounce until it reaches the next available spot. It makes a really annoying sound. Do, 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 do.
If it lands on top of a person, it knocks items out of them, doesn't it?
It does. It does do that. But what if you don't want to punch bombs? What if you want to throw them? That's handy. There's a power glove for that. Yes, indeed. The blue power glove allows Bomberman to throw bombs. He may hold them, and while he's holding them, their fuse will start counting down, and then throw them across the map in a similar way to the punch glove, but with a far better range. Well, slightly better range. And it can be done to bombs that you're holding or just bombs that are on the ground.
Bombs on the ground you can't pick up and throw.
Correct. That is true. They can only be punched. God knows why. What else, though? What if Bomberman is stuck between a bomb and a wall?
Oh, surely he's dead now.
Not if he has the walk through walls power-up, which allows him to walk through destructible blocks, such as sofas and windows. I appreciate there's not normally sofas and windows on the game, but, you know, real life. Analogies.
Hey, I've given you this power. It lets you walk sofas.
But that's not all. He also has access to a number of different types of bombs. So what's more useful than a bomb that just explodes after 4 seconds? A bomb that you can control when it explodes. You can get a remote control bomb. It looks like it's got a weird little spinning antenna on it. And this will trigger whenever Bomberman wants. They will always explode in order, though. So he can't drop down 2 bombs and then be like, oh, I want to blow up the second one first. Has to blow up the first one first. But what if you don't want a fuse bomb? What if you're trying to get someone who's through a wall and you're like, oh, but my bomb radius will just hit the wall and blow it up. And that won't hit him. That's rubbish. Well, you can then get the mine bomb or whatever it's called. And this bomb, its entire range will break through all destructible walls. Not indestructible walls, they're indestructible. Come on, think about it.
I always thought the mind bomb was the most impressive looking bomb.
It is pretty cool. It's spiky. But what if that's not enough? What if you want a bomb that when you throw it or punch it or kick it, just bounces around randomly and is completely unpredictable? Then you want the jelly bomb. I think it was called a jelly bomb.
Slime bomb, wasn't it?
I'm going to call it a jelly bomb. That's what we always used to call them.
Is that not right?
It's jelly
bomb. Oh.
Well, I think it's actually called a rubber bomb, but...
Oh.
Yeah, it's called a rubber bomb, but whatever. No, it's not. So a rubber bomb is bouncy and it wobbles. If you kick it, it will just bounce back and forth between where you kicked it. But if you punch it or throw it, it will just bounce around randomly for a couple of squares in arbitrary directions until it lands and then explodes after its timer. Unfortunately, none of these bombs can be mixed. You can't have a bouncy, piercing, remote bomb, which is a shame. It would also be incredibly overpowered. But there you go. But what else does Bomberman have at his disposal? Because it's not just right. bombs. It's also...
You spend the whole beginning saying it's just...
I mean, it is just bombs.
Hey, do you want just bombs? But it's not just bombs. Yeah.
It's also Louis.
Yeah.
Louis were introduced in Bomberman, Super Bomberman 3. And they're cute little dinosaurs that are discount Yoshis that you ride.
I thought they were alien kangaroos.
I mean, they're also that, but they're also discount Yoshis. In Super Bomberman 3, there are 5 types of Louie. Can you remember them all?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, so there's the purple one that let you jump. That was my favourite.
It was pink, but good enough.
There was the green one that was super speed.
That was green.
That was green, that's what I said.
Yes, oh sorry, I didn't hear the green.
There was the brown one, and that let you drop all of your bombs at once.
It absolutely did.
There was a yellow one, and did that let you kick blocks? Like the indestructible ones only though, not indestructible.
Yes, it did. It lets you kick sofas and windows.
And then there was a blue one that just let you kick bombs in case you didn't have the kick bomb power up.
That is exactly correct. Yes. Congratulations.
I'm so great.
You are pretty good.
I remember things from when I was 7.
The other benefit to these Louis is that they're incredibly sacrificial.
That's their true discount Yoshi nature.
Take the hit. Take the hit for Bomberman and allow Bomberman a tiny and vulnerable period for him to recoup and replan what his plan is, which is probably drop some bombs. That is Bomberman in a nutshell. I think, to be fair to Bomberman, you know, given that it's a fight to the death, this would be not a super fully equipped Bomberman, but a reasonably well equipped Bomberman.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how many power ups.
So I think he'll come to town.
Allow him to bring.
I'll probably give him like 4-4 for bombs and strength, and then a Louis, and then he might get lucky in the game, in the battle, but yeah, we'll see.
What Louis are you going to have?
I don't know. D6, go! The green Louis.
Okay, cool. So he's got super speed. That's pretty cool.
Sure. But only allows him to dash in a straight line.
Oh, speaking of super speed, that's a power-up that you didn't do. It's the roller skate power-up that allows Bomberman to move faster.
You know what? You're absolutely right. He does have roller skates, which allows him to move faster.
Also, what are you going to have the curse?
I mean, if he's really unlucky, absolutely.
Okay. What, at some point later on, you're going to potentially change his bomb type and or curse him?
No, I mean, if he blows up a block, then he might release a Bomberman curse.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, because, you know, they get released into the wild.
True. All right. So that's both our characters. So I guess it's time to roll the die of death and figure out where we're going. So today's exciting battle is happening in a swamp.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm thinking sort of lots of mud, low mist, quite a lot of plant, so you know movement is going to be squelchy and you're tripping over roots, and there's probably a lot of water about. I feel like,
for the record, Bomberman's bombs are absolutely fine underwater.
Okay.
I mean, one of the levels is literally underwater.
That is true. Yeah,
I didn't think it would need to come up.
No, well, but I imagine, well, possibly not so much for Bomberman because he's riding on the Louis, and but certainly for Lilith, like movement is going to be more difficult.
Yes, it will.
Man, which especially combined with the fact he's got a super speed.
Thing is,
yeah,
it is super speed. Well, you know, it's dashing fast, but there's no like slow down mechanic in actual Bomberman games. Well, there is, but there would doubt. But like the Louis would probably just go faster than regular, but wouldn't go super fast. You're faster than normal. Choom, a dash.
Yeah.
And dashing through a swamp is a great Christmas song.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
No, it's not Christmas.
Dashing through the swamp.
Dashing through the swamp.
An Anadian kangaroo.
Bombing all the way.
There we go.
I love it.
Jingle bomb. Bye bye. Recording this.
What? Oh my god. So I googled Bomberman stage underwater, and apparently there's a bomber mermaid.
I'm not surprised.
They appear from Bomberman Online on the Dreamcast.
Didn't know that was a thing, but love it.
I did not either. She has orange hair and blue eyes. And they're actually eyes rather than just not eyes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right. What else is happening in this swamp? How big is it?
Swamps are usually pretty big. It's probably bigger than our characters will need to wander.
Yeah. Then
because swamps tend to be quite expansive, don't they? I feel like as well, I don't mean to sort of copy the graveyard from a few episodes ago, but to me, swamps are at nighttime with a low mist.
Yeah. Nighttime mist in the swamp with Bomberman.
Yeah, exactly. Nighttime mist in the swamp.
With Bomberman.
With Bomberman, yes.
What would be one place you wouldn't want to be with Bomberman? I think an elevator.
You know, I'd like to go a lot of places with Bomberman. Bomberman's pretty cool. I just like to hang out and get burger, I think.
Get a burger with Bomberman. As long as he doesn't get diarrhea.
Yeah, that'd be explosive.
Like, if Bomberman has dysentery, it's bad.
Yeah.
Because he'll lay loads of bombs, but the audience not, because he'll actually have the real poos. I'm not suggesting that his poos are bombs, but, I mean, they probably are. Which means I absolutely am suggesting that.
So how's this fight starting?
Much like, I'm trying to think of, how does Bomberman enter some stages? Sometimes he enters, like, through little doors or something, doesn't he? But a door in a swamp doesn't make any sense. I swear sometimes he just, like, teleports in to levels or just starts in the corner.
Like, sure. But I mean, like, you know, he's rocked up at this. I guess Lilith's already there because that's how life works.
It does. Okay, so, right. So he's on Green Louie, yeah? And he just dashes in a straight line at a regular speed because he's going really fast in a swamp, which is regular speed. And it's just like, and the dash, I believe, just takes you until you hit either a person, a bomb, or a destroyable or indestructible block. So he just dashes until he hits a tree. And then happens to like turn around and notice Lilith is there. And he's like, whoa! And then he just whips out a bomb.
Oh.
I have no idea if he can throw blocks from on top of a Louie, but I don't see why he wouldn't be able to.
If he can what?
Throw bombs from on top of a Louie?
Yeah, I'd say he can. Even if he can't game mechanically, realistically, there's no reason he couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, he's going to start with a classic Bomberman. Whoa! Whoa! I don't know if Bomberman ever says whoa. He does certainly in Bomberman Hero, which is a pretty good game, actually.
I don't think he says anything in the Bomberman games.
And then, what? In Bomberman Hero, he goes like, I did it!
Oh. But at least in the first one, so I don't think he says anything. Pretty sure he's a silent protagonist.
No, I don't think he says anything at all. He is a silent hero, but not today. Today he's an explosive hero. And he's going to throw a bomb at Lilith. And it almost certainly won't reach.
It will sink him like a bit of sinky mud. Like, explode, get a bit of mud across her face, and she'd be like, whoa, turn around, fight will begin.
Yeah, for the record, he would have walked out the direct directional path of that bomb.
So what is your destructible block he's hiding behind? Is it a tree of some sort?
I don't know, just a raised root. It's a swamp.
Yeah, well, that probably doesn't provide a lot of cover from gunfire, especially as he's up on a Louie.
What? I don't know what you're on about. A raised root is the best cover known to man.
How far away do you think he is from Lilith at this point?
If he threw a bomb, it would have gone about 3 meters. And if it can range 6 meters and it didn't hit her, because that was confirmed, because she got mud on her face, then about 10 meters.
Okay, I'd say 10 meters is still too close for her to bother using a sniper rifle.
I mean, absolutely it is, yeah. If you're using a sniper rifle at 10 meters, you deserve to die.
But possibly...
Unless you're playing, like, Call of Duty No Scope.
Well, yeah. But possibly too far away for an SMG?
SMG, no, that's well good range for SMGs.
Then, in which case, you'll absolutely pull out our SMG, do a quick spray. Bear in mind, they're explosive shots, so it'll probably, like...
I will.
Hit the tree, or maybe like the tree roots and stuff, and like blow them up. Essentially eliminating your cover.
I agree. And Bomberman, when you would have whipped out the gun, would have probably like kicked his Speedy Louie into action, would have sped straight into the tree again, because it was one tile away, in a reasonable place. And he's going to slap down a bomb and kick it through the mud, which works somehow, but it does.
Yeah, it would slide.
Yeah. And then, well, it depends what Lilith does.
I reckon. Do you think Bomberman's bombs would explode if they were shot?
Absolutely.
Because I reckon if he starts kicking bombs at her, like Lilith would maybe try and shoot the bombs before they get too close. Especially if she's using explosive ammo in her SMG.
Yeah, I absolutely think they would explode. Maybe not with electric, But definitely with fire or explosive, I have no doubt in my mind that they would explode.
Okay, so yeah, so you should probably try and take out a bomb.
I mean, it's probably not a too difficult shot. Shoots a bomb out, and it's probably got enough distance that it will hit both Bomberman, which is absolutely not unheard of, and Lilith.
Okay.
At the same time, I think, you know, kick towards, in a line. That Louis a goner, which is a great shame, but and explodes into flame. Do you remember how they die?
Don't they just disintegrate?
They, like, turn into a... they, like, explode into a flame.
Okay. If you're saying it hits both of them, so yeah, fair enough, the Louis's gone already. Like, insta one point for Lilith. But those bombs, in as far as Bomberman cannon is concerned, are insta-kills, right? So where does that affect Lilith?
Yeah, well, the thing is, Lilith's got to abide by her own rules, right? Because otherwise... Mm-hmm. Like, Lily's by her... laws and Bomberman's by his laws, and there's a strange intermingling in the middle. But I think it would be a bit unfair to say the Bomberman insta kills Lilith.
Sure, because she can take explosion. Bomberman. She can be hit by, say, like a grenade.
Exactly.
It would probably take like two or three.
Exactly.
Down her.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I think it would be very unfair to say one hit, she's down, lol, lol, lol. But it's probably like being hit by a grenade or a rocket.
Sure.
Or something. It's not going to kill you, but
yeah, so she's probably not got like a huge amount of health left.
And Bomberman's going to be shocked because he's used to killing people in one hit with bombs.
Yeah.
Unless they're two-hit enemies or a boss.
I don't know. I reckon maybe like a third of her health left. I think a big explosive would do a lot of damage.
Okay.
Maybe a half, actually, because bear in mind she'd have a shield too. So I reckon it would wipe,
sure.
I don't know. It depends how strong they are, because a grenade is... she could take a few grenades to the shield and then a few more grenades to her health, but a rocket launcher, you know, it would... do more damage than grenades, so it depends which one you think the bomb is more comparative.
Well, it probably got about halfway, right? So I know it's a bit weird merging the physics, but essentially if you're treating it like a grenade, it wasn't right next to her, you know, it wasn't impact damage, it was splash damage. Essentially, it just happened to reach quite far.
Yeah, maybe it would only do like maybe about a quarter of her health, so she's a bit annoyed. Okay. But she'll be all right. But now she knows that that's not necessarily a viable tactic to do again, because the bombs have quite a big radius.
Indeed.
So
indeed she does.
Yes, it would be difficult because of the sludgy mud and the trudging forward and stuff. But she would probably try and advance towards his location, still firing like a few bursts of shots whilst doing it to try and keep him pinned into place.
So Bomberman's reasonable and only tactic would be lay a bomb, and walk one left and one right to get out of the way and maybe find some cover. We've already discussed that there was a tree nearby. Did we discuss that
trees were indestructible
earlier? Oh, so that tree's no longer there. Right, on a roll of a one, there's an item in there. There's not an item in there. And so he's going to, you know, the bomb, the explosion would go off. He'd be invulnerable. He'd lay the bomb as Lilith would go to shoot, right? So Bomberman would probably get to walk out the way and his bomb would get shot. Maybe would it get shot? Yeah, it would. But Lilith still wouldn't be in range because she'd only just started walking. And the other bomb was only in range because it got kicked.
Okay. Yeah?
And Bomberman's got the invulnerable time, so he's okay.
Is he going to walk behind a tree at this point then?
Is there any cover nearby?
Probably just like, yeah, a few trees dotted about, but there may be some tall shrubs, or probably some pond-like
thing
he could go and hide in if he wanted to submerge himself.
Yeah, his best bet is to lay a couple of bombs, like, boom, 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 and then walk behind some cover.
Okay, so yeah, what type of cover do you reckon he'd have gone for? Will it be like or is he going to try and submerge himself underwater?
The biggest and closest.
Well, you know, world build for me. What's he going for?
There is a bush with a dead tree, like, going into it. And it has there's a bird on it.
Cool.
Don't ask me why the bird isn't scared.
I don't know, because it's a swamp bird. It's hard as fuck.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Swamp bird.
Okay, so next episode, swamp bird is going to take on whoever wins.
we'll go through his skills. Hard as fuck. Anything else? No, that's it.
Going to peck you. What else does it need? Right. So, the reason I wanted you to pick the cover is because that plays beautifully into my idea.
All right, I think you're going to use fire arrows.
I'm absolutely going to swap to the fire pistol and set it on fire.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that they absolutely do.
You know, because that's another thing, like in Borderlands, sort of. I mean, usually you get the cliche video game barrels that come in all different colours depending on what element they explode in, but she's used to using interactable scenery to her advantage. So she'd be like, oh, man, he's gone behind a load of dead shrubbery. That's just kindling waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, although it probably would ignite, it won't burn as well as you would expect sort of dead shrubs to burn, because a swamp is quite a moist environment.
It is quite a moist environment. But it is only a bush, so, you know, how likely are any of these bullets to go through this bush and just nick Bomberman in the excessively large helmet?
If they hit him in a excessively large helmet, he might be alright. If they hit him anywhere else, he'd catch fire. Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, reasonably, from a pistol, you've probably got, depending on the pistol she's got, between 6 and 12 shots coming through. Because she's trying to use suppressive fire to keep him in place, so she's not going to be sort of letting up.
Ah, right. Okay. So she's not aiming for him, she's just aiming to keep
him. Yeah, because she's trying to get close to him, because she figures that way.
In which case, probably wouldn't hit him.
No, but it might set the bush on fire, which might cause him to panic.
Yes. Just like when you see a bomb appear behind you in Bomberman, you're like, oh, I need to move and time it well. But except it's fire in a bush. So he would go to move away from his bush, and as he does, I assume Lilith is not stupid and has not walked straight towards the bomb.
Yeah.
She's walked in a path which leads her away from the very perpendicular and orthogonal explosion radius of the bombs. Yeah, that's unreasonable, because she's not an idiot. These bombs will go off. You completely miss Lilith in her stylish fashion and sweep past in front of the bush that is now on fire, as Bomberman trudges incredibly slowly and picks up another bomb in his hand and lobs it over the bush. Did the bush have anything in it? No. Okay. And then he sassily walks out of vertical range of the bombs. Of the bomb. The only one bomb that's there. At a very slow pace, because Bomberman is quite slow.
If a bomb suddenly came over the bush towards Lilith, would it hit her?
How close was he?
I mean, she was probably getting there. She started off 10 minutes away from him. He's been predominantly walking sideways. 10 minutes? 10 meters. He's been predominantly going sideways, whereas she's going sort of towards him. So she's probably, I don't know, maybe 5 meters away, and then the bomb comes over. No, okay.
No. Too far to hit her.
I think at this point, maybe, she'd be starting to get worried by the bombs coming towards her, and maybe think that getting closer is not necessarily the best idea.
Okay.
Like, how high do you think a swamp tree is?
Oh, I mean, most of them are going to be waist high. You might get the occasional kind of, like, person height one.
Sure. I think she would head towards the nearest, maybe, like, the taller one. But yeah, I thought they'd be quite low trees. And try and climb the tree and then, like, snipe. Because she can be the slight height will allow her to see over anything Bomberman might hide behind. And then she can sort of be out the way of bombs and just sort of snipe him.
Would she, if she's planning to do this, use her firing ability to get A, the advantage of being invisible, and B, the advantage of being faster?
Probably not, because if she would do that if she was going to continue to hunt him down. But if she's going to retreat, possibly not, because when she comes out of the ability, it would create a ring of fire, which would burn up the tree she was going to sit in.
No, that's fair. That's a fair point. It's a fair point, well made. Okay, well, if she's retreating one way, obviously that first bomb that was thrown is going to blow up and miss, and Bomberman's going to try and keep, you know, walk parallel to, but not towards, because Bomberman's okay with a medium distance, because he's just going to lay some bombs and kick them. He's not going to knock bombs in the same row, so, you know, or column. Not that we have rows or columns on this map, but you know what I mean. But like, kick one, move along a bit, kick one, move along a bit, kick one. Yeah, he'll do that 3 times.
Okay.
Kick one, move along, kick one, move along, kick one, move along.
Sure, what, to try and
narrow down options, get bombs closer, all
yeah,
that jazz.
So it's becoming quite a ranged sort of battle.
Yeah.
Okay, so are these bombs going to stop Lilith from getting any sort of high ground?
I would not have thought so, no. They're just going to go straight. And then after 4 seconds, they're going to blow up, and then blow up, and then blow up. And they'll force Lilith to at least be a little bit careful about where she's going. But they're not gonna get her. I wouldn't have thought, unless she's trips up and falls and goes, oh no. Especially seeing as Bomberman was walking perpendicular, but essentially behind, because you'd have to stop to kick the bomb.
Yeah.
You know, so they're tracing behind her path towards the tree rather than in front of, behind, and from different directions.
Okay, so in which case, it might take her a bit longer than originally thought, but she'd still try and sort of climb up a tree and get a bit of high ground, and then try and sort of then swap to her sniper rifle.
Okay. At this point, you're getting up a tree, and Bomberman's now in line with this tree, and he's going to lay a bomb and kick it towards the tree.
To do that, like you say, he'd have to be perfectly in line. So I think Lilith would take a shot.
At the bomb or at Bomberman?
At Bomberman.
Yeah, he's dead.
And then, you know, even if like the tree exploded, she could then sort of jump down.
Yeah, the bomb would carry on, hit the tree, blow up the bottom half of the tree, and she'd be okay.
She'd jump down. She might hurt herself a bit, but she'd probably be all right.
I was kind of hoping she'd shoot the bomb, but you know,
I don't think there'd be a need to.
Fair
point.
She gets up a tree, pulls out a sniper rifle, bomb, and I was like, "This is it. This is my chance." But Domino just gets a bullet smack between his giant eyes,
which would, like, you know, light up his corpse.
Yeah, and his giant brains spray out with a giant bullet hole in his giant head into the giant swamp. And he lays slain on the floor. There's a reason he ain't called Gunman.
It's because he uses bombs.
His bombs. So yeah, poor Bomberman got a bullet to the face. Poor guy.
Poor guy indeed.
I mean, as much as we love Bomberman, he's not designed for the 3D world. He's designed for he was born into a two-dimensional, perpendicular, equally spaced world where he is just as likely to die as his enemies are.
Yeah, he's very much geared for a fair fight.
Yes. And Lilith had guns.
And more importantly, a variety of guns.
Yes. I mean,
she was able to change her tactics, whereas he only really had one thing he could do.
He could throw bombs, he could kick bombs, and he could lay bombs. And now he's laid to rest. On the plus side, though, there's a body for people to mourn over. Normally there isn't.
No, it'd be burnt up.
I think? What, from a bullet?
It's a fire bullet.
Yeah, but
I mean, if you've played Borderlands, they proper catch fire.
It's true, they do. Yeah, no, you're right, they do catch fire. Oh, yeah, okay. But he would have fallen flat into a muddy swamp.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe there might be a slightly charred remains.
Just a charred helmet. And then Black Bomberman will come and he'll finish what he's died. And it'll be like Star Wars all over again. And it'll be called The Last Bomber.
And people find it wholeheartedly disappointing.
It was awful. There were some really good moments in it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've not actually seen it.
Oh, really? It's definitely worth a watch.
Okay. Well, that's the best review I've heard of it.
It's definitely worth a watch. The the next challenger to face Lilith.
Is this going to be a really good challenger? Because it will be episode 10.
I mean, It's gonna be an interesting challenger. What's a good clue? Is that a good clue?
No, but I mean, I know who it is, but only because I know who the submission is.
Yeah, you do. Okay, they're pink, and that's right there. Yeah, they're pink. And in the interests of hilarity, I'm going to name them all just as you can traditionally.
Okay, so I guess that's it. All that's left to sort of say is, you know, we've been a part of TTSS Productions, where you can find our podcast and others that are also good. You can contact us on the Twitter at podcastmmm and let us know how you thought that fight would have gone. Maybe you think it would have gone differently. Maybe you can think of a reason Bomberman should have won. Who knows? Also, go to our Twitter and you can suggest characters you want to see fight in the Mishmash Mayhem. If you've got a character you particularly like, or a character you think good enough to win their Mish, their Mash, and their Mayhem, then please submit it. You can also suggest places for the fights to take place, because that's fun, and it really makes a difference. Other than that, it's just thanks for listening. Share it around. Tell your friends. And see you next time for episode 10. Bye!
Catch you all late!